What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. All the Smoke, Las Vegas Summer League 2023 coming to you from the Blue Wire Studio here at the beautiful Wynn Hotel. Got a special guest today, Jack.
Hey, man.
We've been trying to get more women on the show. She volunteered. Happy to have her.
More queens. We need more queens.
Fresh off a WNBA championship. Baller. Fresh off a marriage. Fresh off another All-Star nomination. Welcome to the show, Kelsey Plum.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
I mean, as I mentioned, all the stuff that's happened in this last year, like, how's life? What's going on?
Man, God is good.
Yes. Right.
I feel so blessed. I feel, you know, for a while, I think when I became a pro, it was really hard for me, you know, to kind of like go from college and have so much success to then get to being a pro and like you think you're going to continue that momentum and you don't. Right. But I realized like growth isn't linear. You know what I mean? Like we go in phases, we up and down. And so I feel like now I'm at a spot where I have my tribe just consistent in what I do and how I approach my craft and, you know, starting to branch outside of basketball and do other things. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I can't say that enough. Like God is good.
So I heard a little rumor. I don't know if it's true. Obviously, you married Darren Waller, who is now a Jet, correct?
Giant.
Oh,
don't
shit.
Make that mistake.
Oof, yeah. Ooh. That's real over there. Apologies, bro.
Ooh. Hey, he better off a Jet than a Giant in my eyes. I'm a Cowboy fan, so.
Hey, we coming for you this year.
You ain't got to come for them. Cowboys are always weak. But I heard a rumor that you guys met here. Did you guys meet at the Blue Rock Studios? Or just
yeah, we did. You know what's so funny was that's how we first like had our first real conversation was I was on his podcast.
Oh, really? Okay.
And we were just
chopping it up.
We were chopping it up. I was pretending to pay attention to the other co-host, but
you were locked in.
Yeah, I was locked in. Yeah.
He invited you on his podcast?
He did. I said
he
no.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Pure gay. Pure gay. Probably why we keep women off our show then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're going to get in trouble.
I think that's dope. So tell me about it. I mean, did you guys know each other before? This is kind of the first time you met. You maybe, obviously, because you guys played in the same city, but.
Yeah. So you know what's so funny? There was actually a fake blog that said we were dating.
Oh.
And I was laughing because, like, for me, I never dated a professional athlete, nor did I want to. One, I think that, like, just being honest, I think we're some of the most narcissistic, egotistical people that we have to be.
I am, for sure.
Amen. Self-awareness, you know?
Knowing's half the battle.
But for me, like, I'm like, man, I'm actively trying to work on not being like that. So not trying to stereotype all athletes, right. But, you know, he asked me to be on his podcast a couple times and I just said no. And he wore me down. And then we had a conversation. It was very vulnerable. I mean, yeah. We talked about mental health, suicide.
Because he has such an amazing story.
He does. Yeah.
I've been trying to get him on here for a minute. We've been playing phone tag on the DMs. But yeah, great story for him too.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
That's really cool. Congratulations. In the midst of the season, you guys had some key pickups this season. You guys are picking up where you left off.
Didn't need it.
Yeah.
Beating the shit out of everybody.
Holy shit. Chelsea Gray. Your backcourt mate, one of the best guards in the game. Speak to her.
The point guard.
Yeah.
Chelsea's, I think the way Chelsea plays is disrespectful.
That's how it should be.
She plays disrespectful. Some of the passes either even don't go through that she attempts. She's just like.
The audacity.
The audacity.
Yeah.
You know, she tried to throw one pass behind somebody's head last night in LA and it got tipped. But like if it. Maybe 2 inches different, it would have been a layup. Yeah. But again, there's another competitor. And I think that Chelsea, like, I mean, she's having career highs in all different categories. She came back 15 pounds lighter. She's a ball of muscle right now. She's shooting 45% from three. Mm. Like everyone on our team has really decided to up the ante. Mm. And you guys know, like, when you're playing every season, when people come back better, it's like you earn a level of respect.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Let's talk to Asia Wilson, who was named a WNBA Player of the Year last night at the ESPYs.
Mm-hmm.
Cover it again.
And for some reason, she didn't get female athlete, which is crazy.
Crazy.
But she's someone to me, I mean, and obviously being a fan, I mean, she's arguably the best player in the game.
Yep.
But to me, still doesn't get the just due she deserves. Do you happen to know why?
Man, you know, it's so... interesting, because I'm with you. I sit back and I watch just the body of work, right? And we talk about accolades. We talk about, you know, some people weigh it on accolades. Some people weigh it on statistics. Some people weigh it on, you know, big games, big moments. I mean, you name it, she's done.
She got all of it.
Like, I don't know what else she could have done. How do you win MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, a world championship, a USA Basketball World Championship, and then win MVP of the World Championships at USA Basketball. I mean, that's the best players on the best team, and you win the MVP there.
Right.
It's like a clean sweep. I can't remember the last player that's done that. And you're right. I mean, she gets shorted. She gets shorted all the time. And it's amazing because she handles it with grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just keeps steady in who she is as a human being. And I think to me, like, my respect just grows tremendously. And people around the league, like... She's just someone that carries a lot of weight in her voice because of how she carries herself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love her because she speaks her mind and she marches to the beat of her own drum. And a lot of people don't like that. When you don't follow suit is what everybody else doing. When you do your own thing, it's always a problem with people. But like you say, she's doing everything she needs to do to get the recognition that she deserves. But she's still not getting it. But the fact that she... still doing her job and not really worrying about it, not speaking on it, that says a lot about her.
Moving on, Becky Hammon, a great player in herself. Former coach.
You might as well just name the whole WNBA Hall of Fame on their team, bro.
I mean, shit. I mean, that's, I mean, you know, they got a squad, bro.
They got a squad.
Becky, all her championship experience, before she was named your guys' coach, there were talks of her actually coaching in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
She decided to come coach you guys. How's it been working with her?
Becky is tremendous. And I always, like, say... it's only a matter of time before we lose her, like in the best way.
Right.
Because she's on that track. You know, it's a matter of time before, and it's not about, to me, it's not about female or male coaches. It's just about
coach
and what you bring to that team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all watched our playoff run last year, but we had some close games.
Mm-hmm.
And those X's and O's and how we executed, Becky Hammon.
Mm-hmm. Being around Pop.
Mm-hmm. Being around Pop. And Becky has this ability to be able to have a really good feel for what each player needs. And mm-hmm. I think that's super important because as a player, like, Matt, maybe she needs to talk to you differently. She talks to me. Maybe she needs to coach you differently.
Absolutely.
And how to press those buttons.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of coaches sometimes cast a wide net. And Becky's able to pull little things out in different people. She's incredible.
I had that, obviously, with Phil Jackson. With the teams we had and his ability to push Ron's buttons, to push Kobe's buttons, to push Powell's buttons, all that kind of stuff. And then Magic Johnson told me one time, he's like, a sign of a great leader is understanding you can't talk to everybody the same way.
Right.
And like you said, understanding how to address other people is what gets the most out of them.
And then she's a player. She played the game. So that's a hell of a benefit to have a coach that actually played the game.
Yeah.
She knows, she's seen everything.
Oh yeah, she hates practice. I mean, this as a player, you know.
She don't lace them up no more?
You know, she'll get going, like in shooting drills. Sometimes if we talk enough trash, she'll get in some. But she always is, oh, my shoulder. Always some.
Hey, you going to see that shit one day. You might be laughing now. I just got in a goddamn adult league with my twins who are 14. In the first game, this dude was taking his job too serious, trying to fuck with me and try to box me out and made me twist money. I wanted to whoop his motherfucking ass, but... Speak to your upbringing out that way.
I was born in Poway, California. I went to school in La Jolla.
Okay.
We play good basketball out there. I have a big family. We all play sports. Everyone played Division I college athletics.
Damn.
I'm the only person that plays basketball. Everyone else in my family played volleyball, and my dad and my brother played football. So I grew up in a volleyball family, but again, very competitive. My dad brought me to basketball when I was about 10. He used to take me to play pickup, and he would say, hey, listen, like, block her shot, steal the ball, treat her like a
dude.
Take it easy. Like, and Plum, he would call me Plum when we got there, but like, he'd be like, Plumber, like, if you don't hit shots, like, we're not winning. So, like, and you know how it is in pickup. If you lose, you got to sit.
For a minute.
Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of, you just have to get in where you fit in. And I walked home a lot. He thought he was Kobe at the end of the shot clock a lot of times. We would get into it. Because I'm like, Dad, I'm open. He like, Plumber, I had it. But no, it was great memories.
Dope.
What made you dedicate yourself to basketball from other sports?
To be honest, I just, when I picked it up, I loved it. I mean, you guys know, it's like, it's unlike anything else in this world. And I just loved to compete. I loved the physicality of it. I loved just like the trash talk. I love how you can impact the game on both sides of the ball. And I just love the camaraderie of my teammates. Mm-hmm. So, ever since then, I mean, I've been in love with it and I still am.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diana Taurasi.
Yeah.
When you hear her name,
yeah.
What's the first thing you think of?
I mean, I'm smiling because we played them the other day. I mean, she's great, but she's an asshole.
Oh, man. That's what I love about her. That's what I love about her.
Yeah, she's so funny. In the game, I got an O-board. And I see her, so I backed it out a little bit. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to blow right by her old ass. And I go by her. And she just took me out.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no question.
Like flagrant foul.
Because she read your mind. She's like, I'm not having this young girl come here and try to embarrass me. I'm put your ass on the ground. What you mean?
I was laying on my back for like 10 seconds just laughing. Yeah. No, DT, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I love her swagger and her unapologetic demeanor, you know?
She's been playing a long time, too.
Yeah.
What is she, year 20?
It's
19? Can someone look that up? I know she's pushing.
Yeah.
She's coming up on that. That's a hell of an accomplishment.
Colleges. What made you choose Washington? You had a couple colleges in mind besides that school?
I got paid. No, I'm kidding.
She's really not, but yes, she is.
Before NIL, man. I wanted to do something different. You know, in basketball and women's basketball, it's a little bit more diverse now. But when I was in school, it was Connecticut, Tennessee, Stanford. And you kind of go, if you're a West Coaster, you kind of go to Stanford. If you're East Coaster, you go to Connecticut. And if you're more South, you go to Tennessee. And I just said, you know what? Like, I don't want to join them. I want to beat them. Mm-hmm. Or at least I want to try.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of felt like Washington was a great fit for me and coach really believed in me, which is, I think, a big part of the battle. You know, as a
Absolutely.
Player, when a coach really buys into what you do,
yep.
it makes a big difference. And went to Washington and went to the Final Four. So it was a great run for us.
When you leave college and start playing in the WNBA, do you remember the records you broke?
No.
All that goes away, right?
All that goes away. I encourage players now that play. I'm like, win.
Period.
The end. Everything else comes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else comes. All those scoring titles and dude, that don't mean anything. Win. That's fun.
You've been a big advocate and speaking on mental health
mm-hmm.
and things of that such. Why is that so important to you?
And it's important because it's all of us.
We deal with it in certain ways.
Every single one of us is going through something. Mm-hmm. And it's on a day-to-day basis, you know? And I feel like for me, when I was going through it, I didn't really have anyone to talk to about it. And it wasn't something that was super like prominent in my family. We didn't really speak about that. And then even like, I didn't have a lot of resources of like who am I like going to share some of these vulnerable feelings and thoughts.
It's hard for us, especially people in our position, to kind of share mm-hmm. our lives because we are public figures. And even right. before we're public figures, it's just not comfortable enough to share. But once you can get a certain status, it's even tougher to share.
Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly. And so I think I kept it to myself and then, I mean, I just imploded.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be giving out my number like, yo, you need me, hit me, whatever. Like, or maybe I can put you in touch with someone that can. And so I think it's important. I feel like God really brought me through that journey to have more empathy and compassion mm-hmm. for people going through it.
Yeah, you never know what somebody's going through. Mm. The number one pick in the 2017 draft, the first time ever that two kids from the same college were the number one picks in mm-hmm. their respective drafts. What was that process like leading up? Obviously, Markelle Fultz went to the Sixers. You went to the San Antonio Stars. Was there a lot of hype around that before the process or while the process was happening?
There was. I definitely remember in Seattle, it kind of building. Because both of us didn't start number one at the beginning of the year. We kind of like worked our way up mm-hmm. as the season went along. But I remember one of my favorite memories is he decided to go pro. And he called me the next day and he said, "Where are you at?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm just at the crib, whatever." And he's like, "Come outside." He pulled up outside with a G-Wagon.
Okay, I'm out of here.
And I was hyped for him, but I couldn't afford a G-Wagon. mm-hmm. But no, it was awesome. We were driving around because it's just like, as kids, you work your whole lives for that.
Yeah.
You get like that dream and it finally is coming true. It was really special to share that with him.
Mm-hmm. And it's been unfortunate too, because he has so much game.
Yeah.
And I think them obviously trying to change his shot and the surgery and everything. But I mean, and he's a good dude too, but he had a lot of game. I'm hoping he's able to, he's kind of found his footing in Orlando, but it's taken him a little while, but he's got a lot of game. Good kid. You're welcome to the WNBA moment.
Cappy Pondexter. I was guarding her and I'm sure this wasn't the first play, or maybe it was, but first possession of the game, ISO on the elbow against me. Hit in my face. Next possession, same play. Next possession, step back, same play. I got subbed out, didn't play the rest of the half.
Damn, it was fucked up. Hey, that's a great welcome.
I don't even know.
Hey, welcome. Go sit your motherfucking ass on that bench.
We're done with you. We're done with you.
Welcome.
That's dope. Who were some of the vets you leaned on early in your career?
That's the thing. I didn't have a ton of vets.
Okay.
I didn't have a ton of vets. And that's how I feel now, like, even doing, did a camp this offseason. We called it dog class, but with Under Armour, just trying to bridge the gap from college to pro. Because I learned a lot in those years, but I learned because I failed.
Mm-hmm.
And like, fortunately, I was in the position where I was allowed to fail enough to find my footing.
Yeah.
But most women don't have that position.
Right.
So I'm like, man, like, if we can figure out a way to give some of that insight earlier, it could really save some people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, to answer your question, I didn't have a ton of vets.
Mm, interesting. Because we just test got all the time on the NBA side. When we first came in, he came in late 90s. I came in early 2000s. But there were guys that were 36, 37, 38. And whether they contributed on the floor or not, they contributed so much in the locker room and on the road and just kind of putting their arm around you and helping with those pitfalls. And it seems like both leagues now are just younger and younger. So it's the young leading the young. And like you said, fortunate enough to be able to make the mistakes, because a lot of other people aren't afforded those opportunities to continue to kind of, let me find my way.
Right.
So, interesting. Toughest matchup early on or one matchup you really looked forward to once you got there?
To the league? Oh. The thing about the W is like, everyone's good. Like even now when we play, it's like, okay, I think this stretch we played Seattle. So I was guarding Jewel. Then the next game I was guarding Arike. And then the next game guarding Jordan Canada. I mean, like, everyone's good.
Every night.
There's no like, oh, you know.
Night off.
I'm chilling today.
Nah, hell no. Yeah.
I mean, I know everyone talks about our super team or whatever, but like, man, we're out there. We're out there competing. I mean, it's just, it's tough. It's tough.
What kind of target? Obviously, you won a championship, so to be able to back-to-back that is tough. Every single night, it's the other team's biggest game. You know, they can be even in contention, but beating you guys is like, we got them. They're not that good, whatever the situation may be. So what is that like every single night going on the road? Obviously, at home, it's different, but going on the road knowing how big this game is for the other team.
I stopped caring.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, like, us versus us.
Period.
Like, we over here, like, trying to get better. And, like, if we handle our business, it don't matter. And that's kind of the approach. I feel like the older you get, the more you stop caring about everyone else. Like, in that way.
Yeah.
You know?
In the right way.
That's exactly.
Right. Yep.
And so, to be honest, like, I don't care.
She doesn't.
You don't.
You know I don't.
Neither of us give a fuck.
You're right about that.
That's one thing you can guarantee.
We all seen y'all celebration on the Vegas Strip. But take us back to the journey to get to that point. You know, a lot of people have seen all that, but the ups and downs, the highs and lows during the season, the injuries, the arguments with teammates, all that, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. Very few people get a chance to experience being a champion or the best in their craft. Talk about the road to get there. How does that feel?
Even when you ask that question, I can tell it, like, it holds weight. Because,
yeah,
you know.
It does.
It's a feeling that's hard to articulate, but you're right. There's so many moments throughout, and it's not like that season, like you said. It's like compounding. Because, like, I got drafted in 2017, Asia in 2018, Jackie in 2019, and then Chelsea came as a free agent in 2020. So, like, we've been building this for years, you know, and we've had, first 3 years didn't make the playoffs, you know, and we had 3 number one picks. And we've heard, like, the underachieving and in that for a while. So to get over that hump, it was just, man, it was special. Special to do with that group too, you know? Because as you guys know, when things get hard, it's really easy to just be like, it's Matt's fault.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And so to kind of dig down and decide that we're going to do this together and we're going to put our egos aside. Mm-hmm. Because, like, when you play on a team like this, you might go from 18 shots to 14. And your average is going to go down. And people around are, what's going on with you? You're not, no, I'm better than I was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the
sacrifice.
It's the team.
Yeah.
It's the team. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. It's hard to tune out that noise. But when you win, it makes it all worth it.
But that's as an athlete, that says more about the players that you have, that they can all buy in.
Mm-hmm.
With being all, everybody being great, we can all buy into the one goal. That says a lot about players and that they're coachable. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of teams can't do that. You see teams with a lot of stars. They barely make the playoffs.
Right.
But to be able to come together, put your egos to a side, that's the great teams. That's why y'all got a chance of going back to back. Who was the most lit on the parade?
Who was the Steven Jackson of the parade?
Yeah.
are you about to crown yourself?
Oh, man. It was crazy. That cigar took me out.
Like, I hate him.
Took me out.
I hate him.
That was my first cigar I've ever smoked.
Yeah.
That was brutal. I would say Asia. She was on Four Locos. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, I love her. I love her, bro. I love her. She a G. She a G, bro. I love her.
Like, this is different.
I love her.
Yes.
I love her.
Yes.
Yes.
I would probably say A. And Jackie sneaky. Jackie had them glasses on, but Jackie was faded.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the one day you're supposed to be.
During the playoffs, you had a chance to go one last time with Sue Bird.
Yeah.
Talk about Sue.
Man, Sue is an icon. Yeah. Sue is somebody that, for me, had a tremendous impact on my career because she took the time out of her day to always check on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that goes a long way.
Because
that does nothing for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, like, really resonated with me. And I mean, she just made everyone around her better on the court and off the court, you know? And so, man, Sue, she's the GOAT. And it's just an honor to be able to play. I got to play with her a little bit with USA Basketball, but playing against her, the way she competes, she's like a computer out there. But again, just really happy for her. She's had one of the greatest careers of all time. Mm-hmm. So
I love Sue. She's one of the coolest people on earth, bro.
Good she people, said, because we talked to her right when she was about to, she said she was going to come smoke with us.
Yeah, that's the
Stewie still ain't seen you. Where you at? Hey, Sue.
But the live cast that she do with with that with DT.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, on the game.
That shit is the funniest shit ever. They had the little red cups.
Yeah.
You don't know what's in them cups.
You don't need them.
They be turned up.
You've been very vocal about the league, most recently speaking to players and all-star tickets. In a perfect world, what do you feel like the W can do better?
Oh, gosh.
Where's my list?
How much time we got?
Right.
I'm not here to bitch. I would say that I feel like everything rises and falls on leadership. And so when you have the right people making the right decisions that represent the body of players that you have, good things will happen. And until that happens, you'll see what you see, which is a secondary product. And it's not on the court. It's everything else that comes into that. We're working to make changes, but it takes time. And I understand that change isn't overnight, but man, like we know that the game has come a long way, but we do have a long way to go. Yeah.
But it helps to have stars speak up and not be afraid to speak up, because some people are afraid to speak up when even they know, hey, I could be speaking up and it's going to speak for the masses. And some people are afraid to do that. Mm. Any favorite college hoopers? Obviously, the Final Four last year for the women's was incredible. It got garnered more attention than the men. Kaylin Clark and Angel Reese stole the show. But any players that you still follow?
Oh, yeah. I watch a lot of college basketball. Those two are tremendous. I think that it's so cool to see them take off after that, too.
Man,
you know what I mean? Because like to capitalize on that for me, the NIL, like that to me was really cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
And people wonder like, is that good for the W? I think it's great. I think it pushes that envelope further and further.
Absolutely.
People talking that didn't even watch basketball before, tuned in. So I think all that is great.
I was definitely spoke up on it, but when Angel Reese got, I don't even know, people were just mad because she was talking shit. And I'm just like, if men talk this shit every single day, you guys don't say a motherfucking word.
Worse.
A woman talks shit on the biggest stage. And it wasn't like it was a one-sided shit talk, because Caitlin was definitely talking her shit the entire time. What were your guys' thoughts as women and as players in your league when there was such an outrage for what, when she was doing what's a part of the game?
I mean, I love it. As someone that, I know you guys will be surprised, but I only talk when someone talks to me first.
I was the same way. He would just talk to
talk.
That's
hard to believe.
Really? Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
I mean, if I get going, I get going. But to me, I feel like, honestly, it's people feel insecure. When you have like a strong Black woman that's confident in herself and knows what she's talking about, and she's just saying what she feels, I think a lot of people were like, whoa, how do I feel about this? I think it's the same way with women in general. A lot of times, you should see some of the things that people say on W games. Like, I don't even know if they would ever mic us up, but it's like, we talk like y'all talk.
Right.
There's no difference. It might even be cattier.
Facts.
It's probably more personal, too.
Nah, I was just about to say that women cut deep. They cut deep. They cut deep. They cut deep. They get straight to it. They get straight to it.
Hey, shout out to my ex-wife. Guys.
They get straight to it, boy.
I threw y'all live. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, they just
there's
get straight to
over
it.
Here. Trauma.
Yeah, no, but I just thought it was ridiculous, because like I said, you see this shit every single day in our game, and now that women are doing it or have been doing it, but now it's on a big stage, you guys have an issue with it. Like, what's the problem? But I mean, I think you said it very well.
Even if it was a problem, why was it the most watched? It had to be
people
entertaining to see to
people
see women it. Compete like that. That's what you want to see. It's good
people
for the game. It. And it's teaching the younger girls that's coming up how to play and how to approach the game, how to take it serious, how to compete, how to want to win, how to stay loyal in your school. You know,
be
it's like all these things that they showing, both girls showing, I love it for the game.
Amen.
Outside of your team, give me three players that you feel like are at the top of the league.
We know one.
I mean, Stewie's tough, man. Stewie's tough. Let's see. I like Stu. I mean, I think Jewel Jewel's tough. You know, I'm going to go with sleeper. I really like Ryan Howard. Mm. I like Ryan Howard's game. I think that she is smooth, and I'm glad that she got the replacement for All-Star. She deserved that in the first place. But that's a tough check.
Give me three NBA players you'd like to watch.
I love Jalen Brunson.
Mm.
I like your watching dog. Him in the playoffs, man. And he's a lefty. I mean, Steph is obviously probably one of my favorite players. And I would say I like DeJounte. I got to go back with my dogs.
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude. Yeah.
Great
we went
dude.
To school together. Oh,
great dude.
Yeah.
Great.
He was paid.
We had him on the show and I was blown. I mean, I got a chance to meet him at Jamal Crawford's wedding way back and he was a youngster. Mm. And Jamal Crawford is such a basketball head that this motherfucker for his bachelor party had us playing basketball at midnight. Keep in mind, I'm off of 3 blunts and I don't know how much tequila and the gym is packed. I'm like, bro, we want to fucking play basketball? Anyway, he's like, you got to meet my young boy. He was like a sophomore or junior. Mm. When I tell you he was a Jamal shadow but dropped like 50 on us, I'm like, oh, he's going to be a problem. And then fast forward, he's here. But we had him in Atlanta earlier in this year and I was just so impressed with his demeanor, the way he carried himself, his maturity beyond his years, like just a really good, obviously
really
humble. Yeah, humble, you know, come from humble beginnings, but just a good dude. So I really became a huge fan. I was already a fan, became a huge fan of DeJounte as a man after we got a chance to interview him.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me!
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2022, you signed with Under Armour. You're finna unveil the first PE All-Star Weekend.
Yep.
Excited? How does that feel?
Oh, man. It's so cool.
It gotta be cool.
It's so cool. To be with a brand, too, that cares and is, like, invested in, like, really puts their money where their mouth is. I think that, to me, speaks volumes. I mean, today we were coming, like, I apologize for being late. We were coming from a access camp with young kids in Las Vegas. And we got to do a camp and then take them shopping.
Oh, dope.
The kids were hype, you know? And it's just cool because it's like that's what matters. That's impact.
What do you think is the most important way to impact women's basketball? Period, outside of the WNBA.
That's a question. I mean, I think first and foremost, be myself. Like in terms of like what I can do is like stay true to who I am. And I think that bleeds into everything that, you know, I do. I also feel like when, you know, I make choices, I make them for the future and for these young women coming behind me. Mm-hmm. You know, like what I go through, I can help make their lives easier or better. And like, you know, for me, like being the Players Association, like being vice president, I try to really like listen to what my teammates, my colleagues, my peers want, need, because this game is changing. You know, the 2025 CBA is coming in the W, and we're going to make big gains. And so I feel like having that proper representation and having people get what they need is important. But this next generation is, I mean, man, they don't, they're paving their own path, and it's really cool to see.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell a fan who wants to see the WNBA be just as big as the NBA? What would you tell them?
You know, it's so interesting because when I get comparisons to the NBA, it's like apples and oranges. It's like we're so young. Like where we are in our league versus where the NBA was.
Is it 26th year?
Yeah. It's like we're technically bigger.
Right.
So like we got to give ourselves a little bit of grace. But I also feel like I tell fans all the time, like, don't come support me. Come watch me play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you go watch Devin Booker play, you're not saying, I'm here to support Devin.
Right.
No, you're here to say, I want to see this man hoop.
Right.
And there's like a language difference. You know, this isn't charity.
Right.
And I think that matters. Like, that respect factor matters. And so, like, we understand, like, we have to earn that. But I encourage people that I run into to tell them, like, you know, we hoop just like them.
And there's so many people like me that just want y'all to have it now. You
right.
know what I'm saying? We feel like y'all deserve it just as much as we do. You know what I mean? It's the female version, women's version of basketball. It has the same initials as the NBA. Everything should be the same. That's how a lot of people look at it. Now, we know things don't happen overnight like that. But at the same time, we know y'all deserve it. Let's go back to Steph. You say you're a big fan of Steph. How does it feel to be Under Armour with Steph and also have your shoe coming out? You talk to him a lot?
Oh, man, this is the thing. I've never met Steph in person.
Oh, wow.
So I'm excited. I know. We just have always, like,
he's
it just hasn't worked. I mean.
He's a comedian.
Anyone that's
in Ingram, Brandon Ingram.
Man, that dude's so big.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
Back to Steph.
You're good. You're good. I heard this story that he checks his Twitter at halftime, see what people are saying, like, yo, try this in the game, and then he does it. Like, he goes to do it.
Interesting.
I'm like, that's crazy. Like,
that he could pull it off too.
That's a, that is a comedian. Like to me, like you have to be kind of sick and funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, Steph is dope.
When did you find your swag growing up? I mean, I'm looking at you right now, you swaggy. When did you come into your own with the way you like to dress, your fashion?
I feel like I'm still coming into my own.
Yeah.
Trying new stuff. You know, it like always evolves.
Yeah.
You know, I love being like an adult and say, hey, like, I wonder why people do this. And then you try it and you're like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you can.
Yeah. Just try it, see what works, see what doesn't. I'm super open to like anything. But yeah, I would say I'm a little bit more casual. I don't like to be all girly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know how girls dress.
Are you like a tomboy growing up, like playing outside?
Oh, I was a big tomboy.
Okay.
Yeah. They didn't know if I was a boy or girl. So, because I had like a bowl cut. I had a unibrow. I was shaped like a pear.
She was shaped like a pear.
So it took me a second to like grow into my own skin. But no, yeah. I feel comfortable in it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two gold medals, one for 3-on-3, one for 5-on-5. Does one more important than another? I mean, obviously representing the country is a huge honor.
Yeah. I mean, I joke like 3-on-3 is like the X Games.
Mm-hmm.
X Games is dope, though.
Have y'all ever played like 3-on-3?
I used to play Hoop It Up back in the day.
No, like FIBA rules.
No.
Well, Big 3 rules is different than FIBA.
Yeah, way different.
Yeah. FIBA, they only take the ball out. They just throw it back out. And as soon as they take it out the net, they go real fast.
Yeah.
But if some of the FIBA guys came to the Big 3 and it didn't work out for them.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's way too physical.
But the other way around, I could see it too.
They'll kill us out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's too fast.
But no, I mean, I would say 5-on-5. It's, mm-hmm. it's huge. You know, Paris is coming up. And to be able to try to, you know, make that team and, you know, hopefully play with my teammates like that, that is a dream. You mm-hmm. know, to represent your country and go for a gold medal. That's a big one on my list that I'm running for.
Ready
I'm
for.
Running for.
Ready for it.
Yeah.
We talked with Austin Reeves. He's getting a chance to play with FIBA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Vegas has been thriving on the sports side for the last few years. Obviously, the Raiders coming to town. You guys and the Knights were able to win. You guys are stealing the A's from Oakland.
Look, Vegas, yeah, she already rocking it. She already rocking it.
What's the vibe out here and just the energy around the city? Because I feel it being different. And then obviously there's talks of an NBA team possibly coming here. What's the energy like around Vegas of late?
Man, Vegas is, I mean, lit always.
Always.
But
different though. I feel like it's a different energy though.
You know what I
mean? Because sports has never really had a footprint out here. And now it does.
It does. The locals take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to see. You know, they appreciate winning.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Knights, shout out to them. Stanley Cup, it was awesome to see. But I feel like it's just growing. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I wouldn't be surprised a couple years we get an NBA
oh,
team.
Oh, it's coming for sure.
You know,
yeah.
Baseball, it's pretty sweet. Taxes better out here. Get yourself a place out here.
Mm-hmm. Off the court, outside of basketball, who are you?
I'm Goofy. Honestly, I'm Goofy. I love to hang out with my family. I love to eat food. Mm. I be napping when I can. Like, I'm really low-key. I just try to enjoy life.
Crazy hobby that no one would expect you to have. Something you do that you'd be like, oh, really?
Oh, anything? Man. Crazy hobby.
Crazy, goofy,
oh, you know
weird.
What I like to do? You know, like the paint palettes where mm-hmm. there's a picture and you try mm-hmm. to paint it? I like to do that.
Those are starting to become more popular. Like, I went to a couple paint and sips now.
Uh-huh.
Where they do. Those are uh-huh. dope.
Yeah, they're dope.
Yeah.
Peaceful.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I ain't shit at it, even though the directions are right there. They're fun, bro. D-Wade had one that was incredible. And then I went to another one. I did the D-Wade one, but it had the numbers to match the colors, so I was straight. When they just told us what to do, I'm like, what the fuck? I can't do this. But those are fun. The paint and sips are dope. All right, we know you got to get out of here. Busy woman, big weekend coming up. Quick hitter, so first thing to come to mind, let us know. Top 5 WNBA players of all time.
All time.
Putting you right on the spot.
Oh, I'll just go vintage so I don't, like, get into it too much. Probably right. Sue, DT, Maya, Sil, and I'll go Lisa.
I think we just saw Maya Moore a little bit ago, but I wasn't. Did she just have a baby? Anybody know that?
I must have missed that.
I swore I saw her, but this Maya Moore had a baby on her, the front of her, so it might not have been the real Maya Moore.
Quick question.
It's a fake Maya Moore.
Quick question. What do you know about Cynthia Cooper?
No, she could be in there too.
Yeah. I'm from Texas. That's why I say that.
You want me to change it?
I was just asking.
That was Maya Moore. They said she had a baby last year, so I knew that was Maya Moore. Yeah.
Who's on your music rotation on game day?
I'm old school. I like Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh.
Word?
Okay.
Word.
Yeah, okay.
That's the PE that's coming out this weekend.
Yeah,
it's Earth, Wind & Fire PE.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's hard.
Congratulations. That's super dope. All right. This is another one. Ron, MJ, Kobe, rank them.
Stupid question. Why we do this? Why we do this to ourselves?
They all great. All better than us.
Great answer. Let's move on.
She gonna slip around it. Who's your favorite NBA player of all time? Then you have to rank. Who's your favorite?
All time?
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's a toss. Kobe, I watched with my dad growing up. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was like huge. But also watching Bron, just the way he plays the game, I really appreciate it. So I feel like those two. Mm. Yeah.
Stuck on the Island. Three shows, a movie in rotation. What you gonna watch?
Gladiator. Remember the Titans.
That last spot is crucial.
I feel like we need a funny one because we stuck on an island.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Step Brothers.
That's a classic. That's my shit.
Step Brothers was good. You called Austin. Have you seen Wedding Crashers?
Shark Week.
So have you seen the I think he's the gay brother that painted the picture?
Yes,
so
yes.
There was a meme of Austin with his hair all fucked up, and Jack called him that guy yesterday, and everybody was fucking rolling.
He looks just like him.
He does look like him.
But I painted a picture for you. Five dinner guests, dead or alive. You plus That's five funny. At a dinner table, good wine, conversating. Who you got?
I take my family.
Easy pick.
No one's ever said that. People have had family members. She said, I'm taking the whole family.
If you could see one guest on our show, who would it be?
But
you have to help us get them on the show.
You got some cool teammates. Your husband's dope. I mean, this
you know
is
a lot of people.
You got a cool coach.
I'll call Darren.
There we go.
Nice.
I'll call my baby.
Easy. That's an easy call. All right. Well, Kelsey, we appreciate you. Best of luck.
We want your teammate, too.
Best of luck the rest of the season. Best of luck this weekend. WNBA All-Stars here in Vegas. I look at you. You got some fans out there. Yeah, West Side, we out here.
You know what I'm saying?
Tyrone Corbin. Again, best of luck with everything. Thank you for making time to come on our show today. We know you're really busy. But, man, best of luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
That's a wrap. Kelsey Plum, All the Smoke. You can catch us on Showtime Basketball, YouTube, and the iHeart platform, Black Effects. See y'all next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.